Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Liberty Falling by Nevada Barr, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. This book is copyrighted 1999 by Nevada Barr. This recording is copyrighted 1999 by Recorded Books. When Anna's beloved sister Molly becomes gravely ill, Anna rushes to her bedside at New York's Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. What began as pneumonia has turned horrifyingly more complicated, and Anna, helpless, can do nothing except sit and watch. Far from the wide-open spaces she's used to, Anna joins a colleague in the National Forest Service on Liberty Island, seeking solitude across the harbor from the world's busiest city in the majestically decayed remains of the hospitals, medical wards, and staff quarters of Ellis Island. And now, Liberty Falling.
Chapter 1. Of course Molly would live. Anything else was unthinkable. But Anna was thinking it. Concerned for her mental health or their own, the nurses at Columbia Presbyterian had banded together and banished Anna from the hospital for 12 hours. Once pride free of the rain-streaked monolith housing umpteen floors of misery, Anna fled the far reaches of the Upper West Side, spiraling down into the subway with the rainwater. Huddled on the number one train, she rattled through the entrails of Manhattan to the end of the line, South Ferry. The subways weren't those she'd known as a young woman, a wife, living in New York City with Zach. These were clean and silver. They smelled of metal.